Hello, hello, hello. Good day, good day, good day. Welcome back to Holy Stokes, where together we stoke the fire of God's presence in our homes, guys. I'm Brother Larry, and this week we step under the yoke because shared weight becomes sacred strength. Come on now. See, our symbol located on your screen, on your device, is the two people yoked together. Perfect example, oh my Lord. Because burden bearing is a posture of love. It's how we walk together, not just in joy, but through the struggle. You know what I'm saying, right? We all go through the struggle. See, this is a crucial step in togetherness. Jesus taught this earlier in his ministry. He taught the 2x2 ministry method with the 12 disciples, which carried on to the 72 in Luke 10:1. See, he believed in support, aligning with the Old Testament principle of requiring two witnesses for matters to be confirmed, and ensured adequate presence for effective ministry. Personally, my wife and I, we've used the same method in life. After studying the one another's, wait a minute. If the Word is telling us you got to do this in ministry, and you know what? The Lord is in the center of our marriage. I believe this 2x2 needs to work. And y'all know what I'm talking about. But as a result, our lives have totally changed for the better. You know, we do it in our prayer, in the ministry time, as in this podcast, and even in the housework, guys. Yeah, things that we do around the house. See, we understood what it meant to have Christ at the center, but we're not, we weren't living it fully. But when we acted on it, my Lord, the blessings began to flow through our lives. The love began to pour out. And this podcast was born as a result. Amen? But, it's just fine-tuning. Just adjusting, and not taking something a dramatic adjust, but just little by little understanding what these one another's were talking and saying to us. Amen? Amen. So Galatians 6:2 reads, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Oh, my Lord. In this scripture, Paul calls believers to carry one another's burdens. But out of pity? No, not out of pity, but out of purpose. This is how we fulfill the law of Christ, which is in love, right? Why? Because love is action. Come on. You see, burden bearing is not optional. It's essential for discipleship. Oh, man. You see, Pastor Jonathan Parnell of City's Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, teaches to live the Spirit-filled life is to live the cross-centered life. And if that's true, then we move toward the weary, not away from them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This means we don't just pray from a distance. We show up. We don't just quote scripture. We carry weight. In the home, this looks like emotional presence, spiritual support, and practical help. That's what it is. But you know what? Brother Larry, what? The Lord tells us things about, casting burdens to the Lord, right? Yes. In Psalms 55:22, he says what? Cast burdens unto the Lord. See, but that's vertical, between the believer and God, right? Why? Because the focus is that personal burdens, like anxieties, for instance, grief, fear, betrayal, right? And this is what David was talking about in this psalm. He was lamenting deep personal pain. See, but God, oh my Lord, when he gets involved, his promise, you know, is that what? God will sustain you and secure you. See, this is an invitation to trust God with what weighs us down. It's about surrender and divine support. But what about what you're teaching today, Galatians 6:2? Bearing one another's burdens. See, that is horizontal. Horizontal is between us believers. And the focus there is shared burdens. And I'm talking about struggles, sin, suffering, life changes. You know what I'm talking about. Many times it's misunderstood. It's, oh, that's gossip. That's gossip. See, those are the people that talk about religion and talk about that's gossip and gossip. They don't understand what ministry is about. You got to share to care, right? That's how I was taught. See, but there's a command here. See, the command is to actively help carry others' burdens as an expression of what? Christ-like love. Come on. You see, this is about community and compassion. It's about, you know, how we embody the gospel relationally, right? See, and together, they form a rhythm. Psalms 55:22 reminds us to release our burdens to God. And Galatians 6:2 calls us to receive the burdens of others in love. Come on. Sharing is caring, right? See, when families bear burdens together, they build trust. Because that's what it's all about here, guys. Building up the families. Changing the direction of generations to come. Amen. Bringing restoration in the home. Oh, my Lord. See, children learn that weakness isn't shameful. It's shared. Marriages deepen. And legacy becomes a testimony of endurance and grace. See, we are at a critical period of time in this country. But more importantly, in restoring our own homes. See, too many times we get caught in trying to be everybody's savior. But we only have one true savior. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life for us. See, we don't continue to carry burdens, but cast them upon to the Lord. Why? We help them with it. We bring it. We share in the burden. But we teach those that are not mature enough in the word to cast them to the Lord. See, if not, that's where anxiety comes in. We're burdened. We're, you know, crying out and nothing happens. Why? Because we don't let go of the burden. So we got to make sure we get it right. Remember, Psalm 55:22, cast your burden unto the Lord. And he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Man, ain't nothing that can move you. See, we focus on the first part, but we don't ever teach on the last part. See, this verse encourages believers to entrust their worries, cares, and afflictions to God, rather than trying to carry them alone. Man, that tears people up. I know, because I've been there. See, with the assurance that God will provide the strength and support needed to endure for those who believe. Man, y'all remember Job? Oh, my Lord. We'll speak on that later. But parents, oh, my Lord. You must carry their, you know, your children's emotional weight with patience. That's what I learned. See, we can't be their savior either. And let God bring healing and restoration at his timing, not ours. We want things fixed right away. We want our children to straighten up and do what's right and do this. But you know what? The Lord's timing. The Lord knows what he's doing. And you children also. Children need to carry their burdens, legacy with honor. You know, I remember when I was little, very little. You know, my grandfather told me in Spanish. He was proud. His last name was Tristan. But he said, you know, he told me in Spanish that the problem that we have in life is that we don't understand what the true honor it is to carry a name of a family. And he was proud of it, descendant from Mexico, you know, and understood what it meant. Oh, my Lord. See, our children got to carry the parents' legacy with honor. Because, you know what, that's what it's all about, a legacy. And when they hear that last name, oh, you know, Serna, oh, Gonzalez, Sanchez, Martinez, whatever last name, oh, wait, are you related to so-and-so? See, it carries honor. Spouses, man, you must carry each other's fears, both of you. And dreams with tenderness. Amen? See, understand that the burden bearing is holy. It's not glamorous, but it's gospel. See, think of that yoke. Think of that yoke, two oxen side by side, sharing the load. That's what family is meant to do. That's what family is meant to be. My Lord. Honestly, it is not easy, but God's word encourages us through Matthew 11:30, right? Which reads what? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeah, there's burden, but it's light. There's nothing that we can't handle with Him in our lives. Amen? So, question. Who is in your home? Who's in your home? And carrying something heavy right now. Think about it. How can you step under the yoke with them, help them, help them carry it? Amen? Guys, if someone in your home is weary, lift them up today. Say, hey, I'm with you. I got your back. You know? I'll carry this with you. But at the end, I'm going to show you how to cast it to the Lord. You know, but if you never let Jesus carry your burden, you got to say, Lord, I surrender. Be my strength. I leave it all to you. Amen. Amen. So let's pray, guys. Lord, teach us to bear one another's burdens. And Lord, not with pride, but with compassion, Lord, like you did. Let our homes be places of shared strength and sacred support. Let the yoke of love bind us together. Man, I can't think of anything else that can bind us together stronger than that, which is love. Amen? Amen. So guys, this week, carry someone's burden. Ask, listen, show up. Let your home be a sanctuary of strength. Next Monday, we'll come together and we'll explore accepting one another. Come on. And how belonging builds legacy. Until then, guys, keep stoking the fire. God bless. Love y'all. Bye-bye.